Collectors, let's talk about the real villain in your collection. It's not Dr. Doom, it's the dreaded box stack. You know the one, piles of sagging boxes, and the issue you need is always in the bottom box. When you lift, you pray your spine survives. If your comic boxes are stacked like a game of Jenga, it's time for Drawer Boxes, the easy access storage solution from CollectionDrawer.com. Drawer Boxes are stackable up to 6 high, but you don't have to unstack anything to get inside. Just slide out the drawer and you're opening a treasure chest of comic glory. And just like any file cabinet drawer, they'll hang open on the own while you peruse your collection, thanks to their patented box locks box anchors that secure each unit so that they won't tip. Worried about a drawer slipping out and dumping that near mint run of Ultimate Spider-Man on the floor? Not a chance, but their patented locking tabs that keep drawers securely locked into their shell until you're ready to remove them. Let's talk box sort upright dividers. They keep your comics standing tall, sorted by title, issue, era, whatever you like, and make it easy to file. No more leaning stacks causing spine cracks. So ditch the lifting, ditch the chaos. Drawer boxes turn your collection into a library, not a workout. Visit CollectionDrawer.com and start enjoying your collection today. Doesn't your first Deadpool appearance deserve better than being buried in a cardboard coffin?
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care. For prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Steve Ditko Artist Edition coming from Act 4. Paul Pope's THB gets collected. Popeye joins I Hate Fairyland. This is Comic Book Club News for September 4, 2025. Ever wanted to get up close and personal with Steve Ditko's Spider-Man art? Now you can with the Amazing Spider-Man by Steve Ditko Artist Edition from Act 4 Publishing. Previously announced at San Diego Comic-Con, the oversized book is 15 inches by 22 inches and features, per PR quote, dozens of classic splash pages, story pages, covers, and several never-before-published images from the early 1960s, done for fans with every page scanned from the original art. This includes Amazing Fantasy number 15, The Introduction of Spider-Man, and Amazing Spider-Man number 33, aka the Spider-Man Lifts a Lot of Heavy Stuff issue. You're going to have to lift a heavy wallet to pick this up, though, as the book will cost $195. It hits comic book shops on May 6, 2026, and bookstores on May 19, 2026. Paul Pope's THB is to be collected by 23rd Street Books. The imprint of First Second will release Pope's sci-fi series in three definitive editions. First published 30 years ago, per PR, the books will feature, quote, remastered art and exclusive new materials, and the Eisner-nominated series will be printed in black and white. And it's been a long time coming. Total THB was initially supposed to be collected into four volumes by First Second back in 2007, with an initial publication starting in 2009. In THB, quote, Mars is a planet divided. In the north, the bohemian plutonium city teems with music and art. In the south, the people of Velo City are stifled by an oppressive bureaucracy with a tightening grip. And it is in Velo City that we find H.R. Watson, the sheltered daughter of a wealthy industrialist, and THB, her loyal but mysterious bodyguard, who can expand from a tiny rubber ball into a 9-foot-tall humanoid with just a splash of water. To H.R., THB is a novelty, a strange new toy of dubious value. When she finds herself in the crosshairs of her father's enemies, HR will quickly discover the true extent of THB's power. Total THB Volume 1 hits stores on November 11, 2025, for real this time. He's Popeye the Sailor Man, and he's joining I Hate Fairyland with issue number 45. Written by Scotty Young with guest art by Jay Foskett, Popeye entered the public domain on January 1st this year, meaning he's fair game for the Image comic series. In the issue, while main character Gert sails the ocean in search of a, quote, dastardly sea beast that may hold the key to Gert returning home, they find themselves outmatched and in need of help from none other than Popeye the Sailor Man. This is just the latest cameo in the series, which has also featured Dorothy and Toto, Pinocchio, Peter Pan, Steamboat Willie's Mickey Mouse, and presumably, once he's available in 2034, Superman. I Hate Fairyland number 45 will hit comic bookstores on October 15. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And what can I say? I am what I am. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.